Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting 5th. The 3rd baseman, Doug Rader. Batting 6th. The 1st baseman, Lee May. Batting 7th. The 2nd baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting 8th. The catcher, Skip Judsa. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jerry Ruse. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Jerry Ruse. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The 3rd baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting 2nd. The 2nd baseman, Felix Milan. Batting 3rd. The 1st baseman, Willie Mays. Batting 4th. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting 5th. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting 6th. The center fielder, Don Hahn. Batting 7th. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting 9th. The pitcher, John Matlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Matlack. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is called out on strikes. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruse fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Staub moves to second. One out. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staub scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Ruse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Matt Lack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack strikes out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruse fires to first and has Garrett trapped. There's the throw to Metzger, who tags Garrett for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Milan hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 0 for 1 in the game. AG hits a pop-up towards first. Mays settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive towards third. Garrett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0 for 1 in the game. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0-for-1 in the game. Matlack strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to second. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Helms reaches second base with a double. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza is 0-for-1 in the game. Jutza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Ruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruz strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruz fires to first and has Staub trapped. There's the throw to Helms, who tags Staub for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wynn. The throw from Dyer and he is out, Milan applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-2 in the game. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-2 in the game. Hahn hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dyer takes first base on ball four. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive towards third. Garrett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0 for 2 in the game. Matlack takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Garrett hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza is 0 for 2 in the game. Jutza strikes out. One out. Ray Busey pinch hits for Jerry Ruse. Ray Busey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busey strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 1. And Houston Astros, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.